The French artist Armand collected Nkizi, wooden sculptures from the Democratic Republic of Congo that are studded with nails and various other small objects. They fascinated him so much because they reminded him of many of his own works, which were also made from an assortment of different materials.
For the Bakongo people of the Congo region, however, these two sculptures had an entirely different meaning. They were objects of power and sought after in times of sickness or death. Their magic potency came in part from the healing herbs or claws of powerful animals that were attached to the belly or head of the figure. These were the parts of the body that Bakongo thought had the strongest connection with their ancestors, like a baby still linked to its forefathers through its umbilical cord and the not-yet-closed fontanelle at the top of its skull. When consulting the Nkisi, the ritual specialist conducting the ritual ceremony would activate its magic power by driving in a nail or attaching items belonging to the person seeking help.
As Christian missionaries reached the Congo Basin as early as the late 15th and early 16th centuries, the Nkizi may well have been influenced by Christian iconography of the crucifixion. However, this hypothesis remains unproven.
In the showcase nearby, you can see two Nkisi of the Songye, another ethnic group living in the Democratic Republic of Congo. In Songye sculptures, the magic substances are often found in animal horns on their heads. The copper fittings on the figures' faces are meant to let the figure conduct lightning and generally protect against evil. Snakeskin and bird feathers supply additional power. Strings of blue and white pearls are symbols of nobility, as are skirts made from leaves of the raffia palm. Larger sculptures were owned by a whole community and were often kept in their own special houses in the center of the village. They were responsible for protecting the community and its individual members.